Hey, what's going on, folks? I've got the Rob Brandt voice working today. Oh my God. It's, been coughing like an idiot. And, sounds like I've smoked 15 packs of cigarettes. It's ridiculous. Anyway, it's time for the Lost Zane recordings, a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. And if, I start to like raise my voice, it actually physically hurts. I am putting this together for you on Sunday night. It is 8:23 p.m. as I speak. I realize I'm seated here in my underwear and the window to the studio is open and my neighbors can probably see me. That's embarrassing. Okay, so the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL. And I release two of these full episodes on my Patreon a week, Mondays and Fridays, okay? So I like to give you a taste of it right here and just a little sampling of what goes on the Lost Zane recordings. The full show available on my Patreon, along with a ton of other material that I post there. About 15 hours a week. So if you listen to the free podcast and you like it, well, check out the Patreon because you might need some more time to be filled with podcasts. And I've got just the thing for you. The daily Patreon bonus is what is available on there, not to mention Lost Zane recordings. Smarter than a former drug dealer trivia with Dale taking you on for cash. You can win cash. And also the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast and the Insane Asylum. All there for you on my Patreon. Okay, enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Good morning. This is the Eric Zane Show, show number 120. Thanks for joining us. The 3rd of October. Weather today. You'll see a little cloud, see a little sun, and a high up around 69. It's 56 right now. It's actually supposed to warm up as the week goes on a little. Not bad at all, I guess. It's fall. Julius is here. Julius, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Yeah, it's warm.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad
we'll get to that.
Yeah. In fact, let's just get to it now. I was at the radio station on Sunday for, I had to head down to the Art Price Studios, and I was like, boy, it is uncomfortably warm in here. What is, and I saw Andrew, the dude who worked on the overnight, and Jessica. They were both messing around with the thermostat trying to get it to cool down, and nobody could get it going. It was really strange. So, is that officially broke?
It's officially broken, yep. We have no air in half the floor, and it happens to be our half. Yay!
Yeah, that's a drag, man.
When I saw you still wearing your coat, I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, it just hit me. It's like, boy, I'm already starting to sweat. We can't have that. So, boy. And I know,
I hate this.
Well, I imagine you do because typically Julius sets it and, he's usually wearing shorts.
Still wearing shorts. Went back to him because I found out that the air was broken.
Warm enough. You can definitely pull it off. And we usually drop it down to about 66, 67 in here. And I don't complain. I just put on a coat. I don't want. I mean, he's already about to snap 90% of the time. So I don't want to piss him off. Have I ever pissed you off?
I don't think so.
Is there anything that stands out as, boy, I don't know.
Yeah, you open Doan's mic. That usually says, I'm just kidding. Not really, no. Not that I can think of.
Tyler's minding his own business, sitting there, and he's just shaking his head now. He's like, wait, what?
What did I do?
Tyler, how are you, buddy? Welcome in.
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're all family here, aren't we? He's kind of like a brother.
Yeah, kind of that mean brother.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Usually the middle, where Tyler sits, is warmer. Today, it's like cool in there.
Okay.
Probably because it's like 70. I think it's up to 78 in here.
We could all go into that middle studio and do the show there.
Just do it from Tyler's mic.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
We can gather around one microphone. Tyler has a kind of like a heat miser thing going with his excessive hair growth. The hair on top of his head is growing out, and
His facial hair is he kind of looks like a combination of one of the Wildings on Game of Thrones and the heat. You know that redheaded
dude? He looks
dude?
Like Thorman.
Thorman, that's
just less manly.
He looks like a combination of like special ed Thorman and the Heat Miser. Hey, Thorman. Are you okay with us calling you Thorman? Because Thorman is a badass on Game of Thrones.
Whatever, man.
He doesn't watch Game of Thrones, but Thormund is a badass. But he's more like a mix of Thormund and the girl that John's boning earlier on.
Okay, Ygritte.
Ygritte, yep. Yeah.
Boy, I liked her. She was amazing.
Touched by fire. It's like, where was she touched by fire? I'm not sure. Explain that, John.
So Doan has this long hair going. He dropped by the Art Price Studios yesterday. And before we get to the catastrophe that are the Lions and the Tigers, let me just say, I walked into this 100-degree studio, and Jessica was here. Now, she was running the board for the Lions game, and I thought it was going to be somebody else, but I had a plan when I came in, because now what I'm doing at the Urban Institute of Contemporary Art from noon to 2 is basically sitting there, because I come into the radio station like 35 minutes before, and just to avoid the weirdness, because I only have 60 seconds to say, hey, I'm at the UICA, come see me for Art Prize. And just to avoid that nonsense of doing it live while the Lions broadcast in the pregame
right. From
Sean Beligi and hot takes and things like that are going on.
Can't have as hot of takes as he wants to have anymore, though, working for the Lions.
So
you kind of have to polish that turd if you work for the Lions because they get upset.
Yeah, you got to be very careful.
Oh, yeah.
But so in between that, I was supposed to be heard on WBBL. I just pre-recorded them. I just said, hey, you know, down at the Urban, come see me, blah, blah, blah. But as I was walking into the studio, I saw Andrew, the guy who works a lot. He was working just now.
Oh, Andrew. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I go walking, I go, Andrew, I need you.
What?
I go, don't ask questions. Just sit down right there.
Sit down, I need you.
Sit down where Julia sits, and I'm going to, and when I talk to you, answer me.
Okay.
I go, don't worry, I got this.
It's not as weird as it sounds.
So the first break. I say, yeah, I'm at the Urban Institute, blah, blah, blah. Hey, in the very next segment, the next time you hear my voice, I'll be joined by former Lions coach Wayne Fonts, who's down at Art Prize today. Come on down and see Coach Fonts, and he'll join me on the air next. And it's Andrew. I go, Andrew, Coach Fonts, so what do you think about this year's team? And Andrew, in his dopey 18-year-old voice, or however old he is,
I'm hoping for a win. Go Lions.
And so that ends. The next segment, I say, all right, the next segment, Scott Mitchell, former Lion quarterback, much maligned, and also contestant on The Biggest Loser will be in next. It's Andrew again. Go. It's just him. So we finish that. It's 4 1-minute breaks. It's dumb. And then I get done, and Jessica is standing next to me, and she looks at me with a wary eye, young Jessica, and she goes, wait a minute. That's not a good idea. I go, what? I go, who cares?
This is a great idea.
I go, there's another one. It's no big deal, really.
I don't know. The Lions are going to get mad at you.
I go, first of all, they won't find out.
Yeah, no.
Second of all, don't worry about it. And apparently, when I left, she was like,
I don't know if I should play this.
And then Andrew's like, just do it. And besides, if it's any problem, blame Zane. It's his fault. And of course, nothing happened, as far as I know. Of course, if Jackanet comes marching in here at 10:05, well, I got a call from the Lions. So it was a great big sports weekend in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
What a catastrophe.
Super.
You know, outside of the University of Michigan, which, by the way, let's talk about that first, because that was a great game.
That was
an awesome, defensive, badass football game. I mean, these guys were killing each other. You weren't going to see a lot of big playmaker stuff like offensive.
No, fanciness. You weren't. I was very excited to watch that game. That was a fun game to watch, if you like that kind of defensive game.
Oh, my God, was that devastating. I mean, these teams are going backwards. When they got 3 yards, it was a victory. I mean, it was something. And then for Michigan to pull it out late after that long pass, they snuck one through there. Boom. They're in business. They win.
It was like 7-0 for, it seemed like forever. You're like,
Wisconsin's very good.
Oh, yeah. They're really good.
They are a tough-ass team.
The fact that Michigan only held them to 7 points after them scoring 30 on Michigan State, I was expecting a little bit higher scoring game than that. Turns out Michigan State's not good, but
Well, yeah, and then you have that. Michigan State at taking on Indiana. Boom! I mean, just like that, they're in trouble. They are screwed this year.
What was this? They had held them without points for like three quarters. And then all of a sudden, Indiana just comes roaring back and they win the game in overtime.
Yep.
Man. Unbelievable.
Man.
Michigan State has fallen hard.
Yeah, that's State fans are licking their wounds, no doubt. Okay, now, what is a bigger disappointment, the Tigers or the Lions, in your opinion? I would say the Tigers.
Tigers, for sure. They had a gift wrap for them. They were playing the second worst team in the league to finish off the season.
Did Toronto lose that final game?
I stopped paying attention after the Tigers lost, because I was following all the games. I was going back from the Baltimore to the Toronto game. Toronto actually ended up winning that game. So
it wouldn't have mattered yesterday.
No, it wouldn't have.
But the fact that they ran into a team that was actually playing pretty well, and but nobody sees that. They just think, oh, God, Atlanta's terrible. And then, but the Tigers had no business. They have no business being in the playoffs anyway.
Apparently not, no.
You know, I mean, I'm just glad it's over now, because then the
I would have liked to have seen some extra games played.
Yeah, but they suck. They suck, and they would have broke your heart.
I'm not invested in the Tigers that much, so I don't let them. People shouldn't have had high expectations for this year. My expectations rose when they were in like prime position to win, and then all of a sudden, they just crap the bed.
Now there's a race to who's going to get fired first, Ausmus or Caldwell.
Hot take, neither.
Okay.
Ausmus, I think, will be back unless something happens, unless like there's a manager that gets fired or becomes available.
Caldwell, after the game, after that, that was a tough game to watch. That was just
awful.
Just an
ugly game. It wasn't like a defensive game like the Michigan game was. It was just two really inept teams playing each other.
Yeah. I think whoever was at home was going to win that game.
Yeah. Just going back and forth. The suck just went back and forth.
Oh, it was
such a waste of time.
Outside of the guy returning the kick for a touchdown and some halfway decent defensive plays, the Lions are a dumpster fire. Is this on a scale of 0 being not that intense and 10 being super intense, how is this Caldwell moment after the game?
I think it's not that big of a deal, because Caldwell is always a douche. Thing about Caldwell is he thinks he's some sort of genius and he can't give away anything. He thinks he's above everybody. The beat writers do not like Jim Caldwell.
Is that right?
That's
what you've heard from people who do that for a living, or who know people who do that.
Let's say that. Yeah.
Okay.
He thinks that he is hot ass, and that you can't question him. He's Jim Caldwell. He's the head coach of the Lions. Like, he's some sort of guy with nuclear codes. But you know, dude, you're a football coach and you're treating people like crap. People don't like him. I mean, if Bill Belichick does this, but he also has like 5 rings. Jim Caldwell, you have 1.
He wasn't a head coach when he got that, was he? He was an assistant.
Assistant, yeah. Okay. He took the Indianapolis Colts to the Super Bowl with another guy's team, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
With Tony
Dungy.
Yep. And he's not that good of a coach. He made a lot of mistakes as the Indianapolis coach. But Peyton Manning kind of bailed him out, and no one really paid attention. They're like, oh, man, yeah, Jim Caldwell's awesome. It's kind of funny how they went like 2-14 the 1 year Peyton Manning wasn't there. He's not that good of a coach.
This is after the game yesterday.
What about Tate? Why did you bench him across the second half?
We move him in and out.
They're talking about Golden Tate, right?
Yeah, because he had a...
Yeah, he had a bad moment where Stafford got picked. Tate should have broke the route. He kept going. Stafford threw the ball the way he was supposed to.
And they kept like taking him out. They didn't play him that much. I think he only had 1 catch for like 1 yard. Tate's been disappointing so far.
He had a bad game.
So they were out talking about why they didn't play Tate as much.
Chance, you see, Andre's pretty hot. Let me finish talking. Or do you want to let me finish? Do you want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer. Don't interrupt me, okay?
Oh, man.
Just leave it plain and simple, all right? We move him around quite a bit. We gave Andre an opportunity. Andre, you know, obviously deserves, and it was our plan beforehand. But he came back in. He was back in there, and he'll do well.
Will you set tape more than you have in the past?
Every game's different.
That was kind of his go-to response last year. Every game is different. Okay, Jim. Well, they all kind of end up turning out the same way, don't they?
Man, this is bad.
I really don't care about the Lions. They're such a waste of time.
Well,
you can't get invested in the Lions.
You know, you have a lot of people
watch
who spend a lot of money on that team, and they and it. Well, I think what's remarkable is the is the unbelievable track record of unparalleled failure for such a long duration of time. It's really something, because there was a time when the New England Patriots were pretty good in, like, when they went to the Super Bowl against the Bears. They were good enough to get there.
Right.
And then they went through a really, really bad spell, and now then they went to the
Super Bowl again, the Packers, they lost.
Team cycle.
Oh, yeah.
But there's never really an uptick on that organization. And no matter... what you throw in there, it always seems to work out that way.
I watched a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, when I started watching football, they were good, and then they sucked, and then they went back to being good. They won a Super Bowl. Then they went back to sucking, and then they went back to being good, and now here they are. Yeah. The team cycled so much, and all that time, the Lions have just sucked.
Yeah,
you can't really get invested in this team anymore.
No,
just hard to really get past. The people who are passionate about this team are stupid.
It's staggering to see how it has gone, and now it's starting to look like that 2-14 prediction, which I have no knowledge of anything. I just threw out a number based on how poorly they've done over the years. You people know. I don't know anything about sports. That's why they hired me here. And. But now at 1-3, it seems, and that it really isn't the end of the world. I mean, they've got three straight home games. If they win those, they'll be 4-3.
Think about the Lions, though.
But they're not going to.
When the pressure is on, when you can actually do something, they fail and fail miserably. When pressure is off and they are out of the playoffs, then they start playing well. Kind of like last year, 1-7, season's over. And then all of a sudden they go 6-2, beating some decent teams. You're like, how does that happen? It's because they can't play under pressure.
All right. Now, in the next segment, there's a couple of things going on. A piece of audio you need to hear based on Donald Trump's sniffs and Hillary Clinton's coughs and the band Queen. When those three get together, you have gold. That and an unexpected visit by Trump Friday. We'll talk a little bit about that. And Doan on a road trip. All that on the way as we do this show and get it started here on a Monday morning. And remember, if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for the time. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.